the Saturn Associates are dictating history and physical examination on Philip Hagel, H-A-G-E-L-E, Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P. Date of birth is 11-10-1932. Date of service, Mr. Hagel is a very pleasant ...91-year-old male with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, chronic congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, hypertension, history of pulmonary embolism on anticoagulation with Eliquis, history of chronic low back pain, history of ischemic stroke, history of hyperlipidemia, depression, and benign prostatic hypertrophy, as well as history of COPD. Presented to the emergency room with complaints of upper abdominal pain. Also had some nausea, but no vomiting, no fever or chills. Was seen in the emergency room. Had chest x-ray, which showed basal atelectasis, CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, showed finding consistent with acute cholecystitis. Patient was admitted to the hospital, given IV fluids. General surgery was consulted. Pain was controlled. His Eliquis was held. GI was also consulted. Patient underwent ERCP. Surgery then performed cholecystectomy. Postoperatively, patient developed increasing WBC and was found to have postoperative fluid collection in the gallbladder fossa that was drained by interventional radiology. Fluid did not grow any bacteria. ID was consulted. Was recommended to start Cipro and Flagyl. Repeat imaging on 6-12. Patient was subsequently doing better, though he was requiring significant assistance, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to subacute rehab. Patient at the present time is somewhat sleepy, but denies any complaints of pain. He denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. He is pleasantly confused. No other complaints. Past medical history. Had been significant for hypertension. Hyperlipidemia, COPD, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, history of pulmonary embolism, benign prostatic hypertrophy, depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic low back pain, and history of ischemic stroke. Past surgical history has been significant for tonsillectomy, history of Watchman procedure, history of hip and knee surgery, history of right evacuation of right subdural hematoma, history of a spinal fusion, and history of left finger amputation. Social history. He was an ex-smoker but quit smoking in 2007. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of atrial fibrillation, history of Washman procedure, history of chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, history of hypertension, all other, no other complaints. Respiratory system, he denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. He does have history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain at the present time. He denies any history of peptic ulcer disease. He was admitted to the hospital with abdominal pain, diagnosed with cholecystitis, status post cholecystectomy. Genitourinary, he does have history of BPH, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains off and on. History of chronic low back pain, status post back surgery. Neurological, he does have history of CVA, but no focal deficit. He is pleasantly confused at the present time. Moving all four extremities. Musculoskeletal, all other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Diminished breath sounds in the basses, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive, no organomegaly. Extremities, mild lower extremity swelling / pedal edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination, patient awake, somewhat sleepy. Pleasantly confused, moving all four extremities, follow simple commands. Impression. Status post acute cholecystitis, status post laparoscopic cholecystectomy. Next, post operative fluid collection in the gallbladder fossa. Next, choledocholithiasis, status post ERCP with biliary sphincterotomy. And placement of pigtail pancreatic stent. Next, generalized weakness. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, COPD. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Status post Watchman procedure. Next, history of pulmonary embolism. Next, history of hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. Next, sleep apnea. Next, hypothyroidism, next GERD, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CVA, next BPH, next DJD, next chronic low back pain. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will check routine labs, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.